This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Word just in this morning that wreckage and more has been found from that U.S. Air Force Osprey that crashed last week off southwestern Japan. Remains have been found, too. The AP's Jennifer King.
The U.S. Air Force says divers have located wreckage and are recovering the remains of crew members from the aircraft that crashed into the sea last Wednesday off Japan's Yakushima Island during a training mission. The Air Force CV-22 Osprey was carrying 8 crew. The body of one victim was recovered soon after the crash and has been identified as Staff Sergeant Jacob Gallagher of Pittsfield, Massachusetts. I'm Jennifer King.
The Israeli military is again calling for more evacuations in southern Gaza. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has this.
Israel's widening its ground offensive and bombarding targets across the Gaza Strip. The expanded offensive following the collapse of a week-long ceasefire is aimed at eliminating Gaza's Hamas rulers, whose October 7 attack into Israel ignited the war. Israel appears to be racing to strike a death blow against Hamas, if that's even possible, before it's pressed into another ceasefire. But the increased tempo of operations, which have reportedly killed hundreds of civilians, could further accelerate that timetable and render even larger parts of the isolated territory unlivable. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. military says 3 commercial ships in the Red Sea were hit by ballistic missiles fired from Houthi-controlled Yemen, and a U.S. warship shot down 3 drones in self-defense. This morning, the Biden administration is sending Congress an urgent warning about the need to approve tens of billions of dollars in military and economic assistance to Ukraine. North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un reportedly is saying women have a duty to do something about the country's falling birth rate. This is AP News. Now to those Kennedy Center honors. The AP's Margie Zarletta has this story.
A new group of entertainers has been given Kennedy Center honors in Washington. I'm Margie Zarletta with the latest. Barry Gibb, Renee Fleming, Queen Latifah, Billy Crystal, and Dionne Warwick were honored for their contributions to the arts at the Kennedy Center in Washington. President Joe Biden hosted them at a White House reception. Biden says Warwick discovered her voice as a 6-year-old at her grandfather's church.
She sang for the congregation, finding her gift and her calling that now spans 7 decades.
Biden says Crystal is a showman with a heart of gold. Queen Latifah is a natural storyteller. Gibb and his brothers left an enduring mark on pop music. And Fleming's voice is like jewels floating like butterflies. I'm Archie Zarletta.
They're wrestling with heavy snow in northern England. Some people had to spend the night in their cars. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.